Good evening, everybody. You are now listening to another episode of Wine Unwind. I apologize for the way I sound. I'm very nasal. I'm not sure if I'm having allergies, sinuses, or a cold. It is Chicago, so ain't no telling with this weather. Everything feels the same. So I've been taking a little bit of everything, a little bit of Benadryl, a little bit of Dayquil, a little bit of NyQuil, whatever works. So please forgive me for my nasally sound. Today I am having a glass of Yellowtail Sangria. I actually really like Yellowtail. I also like Stella Rosa too, but I'm having Yellowtail today. And I'm also having lemons on the side just to help me with my voice. I actually wanted to touch on a topic that I've been seeing a lot in the news. It actually made me think of a topic. More recently, there was a Clark Atlanta student that went missing by the name of Alexis Crawford. Rest in peace to you, Alexis, and my condolences goes out to her family and friends in this time of need. I am very deeply sorry, and I'm praying for you as well. I saw that in the news, and long story short, Alexis had a roommate, and Alexis's roommate's boyfriend sexually assaulted her while she was drunk. Alexis's roommate went to the police station with her to make a police report. She went to the hospital with her to get a rape kit. A few days later, Alexis comes up missing. A few more days later, the roommate and the boyfriend lead to where her body is, saying that basically they killed her. So I'm not sure if that's all what I've read in the news. I don't want to get anything wrong, but that's what I've recently saw. And I just feel like that's sick as fuck. It's very sick. But it led me to think of a topic that I feel like we need to talk about. I wish I actually had my friends here with me to talk about it with me. We'll talk about it together another day. But it led me to think of the topic that everybody isn't your friend. Everybody is not your friend. Just touching on this topic a little bit, and not too long. I don't want to talk about this too long. I feel like it's sick as fuck for you to actually either witness, hear about, or be a part of a murder of someone that you called your friend. So you would have to love this person or have some kind of love for them, and then cover it up and then tell. Like, and not only that, it's weird and sick as fuck also for you to go to the police station, to go to the hospital, knowing that your boyfriend did this. And I'm not for certain how the story went, not for nothing, but you knew your boyfriend did this, so you know the kind of mental strain that's put on your friend, the physical, the emotional strain you put on your friend. I know with me, if any of my friends crying, I start crying too. If they hurt, I'm hurt. I feel what they feel because I love them that much. So to have been around this girl while she's going through all this, and then to either bring this man around her again or to be a part of her demise, that's sick as fuck. That's real sick. And that's what led me to my topic of everyone is not your friend. A lot of us, especially females, we can't seem to read between the lines when it comes to friends. Or sometimes we equate years, like I've known this person for so many years, blah blah blah, to a bond. They ain't got shit to do with your bond. Like, don't get me wrong, I feel like the main reason I wanted to start a podcast is because I have a really dope group of friends, and I felt like the positivity that we spread amongst each other, I wanted to spread that across the board to anyone who wanted to listen, to actually hear positive things and women uplifting each other and uplifting other women they don't even know, you know, like being positive with each other. I felt like it was important to see that, because you see so much in the world, females saying, I don't fuck with bitches, I don't got no friends, females is haters, and this is that and third. And that doesn't make any of that not true. A lot of bitches is haters. They weird as fuck. But you also have people in your life who are, they play stuff for a reason. And I feel like with my friends, they are. We're like family. We not friends. We are sisters. We do just about everything together. We, like I say, if one's crying, we all cry. If one's happy, we all happy. If one person accomplishes a goal, it can be the smallest goal, you know, the smallest. And it can be the biggest. We all feel like we accomplished something. You know, like, just to talk about my friends, like, I have a friend who recently started a YouTube page. It's AJTV. Please go like, comment, and subscribe. It is one of my best friends, my Sugarfoot, with her and her two sons, doing different things on YouTube. And I felt it was dope. And I was so proud of her for doing it because it was something that she talked about. It was something her kids wanted to do. And one day she just popped up like, oh, yeah, I did this. And it made me so happy. Like, you do not understand how happy I was. Or I have a friend, one of my best friends as well, is in school to be a nurse practitioner. Every time she calls me, every time I call her, it could be some life-threatening shit going on. I want to know how's school. How much longer we got left? How your studying doing? Is you studying? Should you be studying right now? Get your ass off the phone. Because I want her to accomplish these goals. They're more important than anything we got to talk about. Another one of my best friends, my friends are just dope as shit, to be honest. I actually recently opened an online boutique, Envy Boutique. It's E-N-V-I-E. Again, E-N-V-I-E Boutique. Please, shop there for all of your women's wear. I actually have on something from that today. I was so happy when she did it because we've been talking about this kind of shit since we was kids. So it's just like I was felt like yes, bitch, like I did it, you know, because I want to see my friends win. I want to see them happy. I want them to prosper in whatever way it is they want to prosper in life, and they all feel the same, like, you know. So to see stories like this, it really broke my heart because I have been one who wasn't able to gauge whether a person was my friend or not. I thought they was and they wasn't, you know, and I have a really big heart. So I'm very forgiving. I actually get cussed out a lot because of my very big heart from my sister. So it's just like, you know, everybody ain't your damn friend. I've heard them say that to me a million times. And it broke my heart, this story, because I'm sure this young lady thought this was someone who was really her friend, someone who she can confide in, someone who she can trust, someone she can live with, someone she can share living space with. And for this person to be a part of your demise, whether it was directly or indirectly, they had something to do with it. And I feel like not just on that, but on other situations as well. Like, I've seen females fall out. I fell out with females. And they sit and they talk bad about you to bitches that we talk bad about together, or to bitches you don't talk to no more, or to bitches you've never talked to before. And it's just like, I'm sorry, that's weird. That's weird as fuck. Bitches be weird. And I can't even think of another word besides weird. Because if I stop talking to a person, if we no longer friends, if we just don't seem to mesh anymore, anything you've told me in confidence, I'm not going to sit back and discuss with the next person, especially somebody you don't talk to, especially somebody you don't fuck with, especially somebody who don't know you from a can of paint. I'm not doing that. And I feel like females or males who do that, that's some bitch ass shit. And it speaks to your loyalty as a person. Because if you could sit back and talk bad about this person who you once called a friend, what are you saying about the people that are your friends? Or what are you saying about the people on the receiving end? Because if you're talking about me to somebody, please believe you talked about them to me too. And that's weird as fuck. I'm just sorry. I don't like people who play plugged up, who play both sides. That's weird. It's weird as fuck. But touching back onto that, you have people you call your friends. People you honestly call your friends who will sit back and conversate about you to people that you do not fuck with. And it's like, I could never understand that. If all y'all got to talk about is a person that maybe y'all not get along with, or you know this person don't like this person, so you only gonna tell them the bad when it come up. That's all y'all got to talk about? That's the only topic of discussion y'all got? So y'all ain't really friends either. So what are you doing here exactly? You just sitting here making people to gossip with? That's some weird ass shit. I'm sorry. And the people who go around saying like, I don't got friends, I don't fuck. Why? What is wrong with you? You don't have one person that you close with? One person that you can cry to? One person that you can confide in? Really? Like, that's... And not to take away from the people who don't have that, but I just feel like it's weird. It's just very weird to me. And even the people who do have that and do that with every fucking body, that's weird. You sitting back telling everybody your business. Everybody know what's going on in your life. That's weird as fuck. People who search for friends, that's weird. That is weird. But back to the topic of everybody not your friend. I know me personally, I've definitely had to learn the hard way that everybody isn't my friend. I'm not one of those people who tell my business to the world. But I'm one of those people who I felt like history means a lot. My love for a person, I always felt like it was, you know, if I'm giving it, I'm going to receive it. And I learned the hard way that that's not the case. And sometimes when you have to learn that, that's very heartbreaking. It sometimes it hurts worse than a real breakup. Like a friendship breakup hurts way worse than a real breakup sometimes. But sometimes it's needed because you didn't realize that that person ain't your fucking friend. If you have a person in your life who honestly can't say no good about you, like when another person brings you up, instead of them saying, oh, like I know all my friends, I got a bunch of good shit I can say if you ask me. Or if they don't fuck with you, I'll tell you, ask them. Ain't no conversation finna be had over here. You know what I'm saying? But if a person is having a conversation with somebody they don't fuck with, they ain't talked to in years, ask them, how that person doing? And they get to spilling all your tea. Now this person know your business and the next person know your business. That ain't your fucking friend. That's not your friend. Because they would have knew better than to discuss your business with somebody you don't fuck with. That ain't your friend. Or if you have a friend, I say that with quotation marks with my hands, friend who... say you elevating in life, you leveling up in some kind of way, or you just having goals, like, and you checking them off. You know, you got a bucket list and you taking everything off. And this friend, instead of congratulating you or being happy with you, they sad at you. And they still trying to find the negative in that situation. Oh, she got a new car, but it's old. Oh, she graduated, but she 30. You know, shit like that. Oh, she got a new job, but... she ain't making that much money. She's still going to need another one. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some hating ass, weird ass shit. And that person is not your friend. And I feel like with this situation, especially, it speaks to how people can be so fucking weird and so snaked out and so conniving. Or even how sometimes females put their man, not their husband, not their fiance, their man, like just the nigga I'm fucking, over their friends. And I'm not saying you should ever have to choose. I don't think you should ever have to choose between your man and your friends. That's never something you should do. However, if I'm placed in a situation with my friends, well, one of my friends say, this nigga touched me inappropriately, this nigga raped me or some other shit, please believe, instead of that nigga coming over to fuck me, he coming over to get fucked up. Like, I'm gonna call him over and we're gonna beat the shit out of him after filing a police report. After doing everything we needed to do, just to make sure we cover our ass, because that's the kind of friend I am. Like, fuck him and fuck everything he come with. I don't give a fuck who he is. If he hurt a family member, like that's my sister, nah, we finna beat his ass. That's just what it is. Is you down to fight? You scared? What you want to do? Like, because that's what we finna do. But some females ain't built like that. They'll listen to your man, down talk you. Like, you're not ever finna down talk one of my friends. And if you're my man, you shouldn't even be down talking to my friends. If you're my man, you shouldn't know their business. Because their business is their business. And I'm not finna tell you or pillow talk with you, no matter who the fuck you is, about my friends. That's just not it. Now, if you one of those boyfriends, like some of my sister's mans, they like brothers. We talk openly around them about relationships and shit like that. Of course you know my business. I said it to you. You know what I'm saying? You an extension of her, so I feel comfortable. But if this somebody that this is somebody you fucking with and he know my business, nah, bitch, you ain't my friend. Cause then he gonna go back and tell one of his guys how she going, or she this, or why my girl say her friend this and blah blah blah. Or he gonna start looking at your girl sideways because of the activity you telling him about what your friends got going on. And that is playing telephone. So many people know your business all over again. That ain't your fucking friend. Just it's not. Like I said, I've learned that the hard way, so I would never want to be the pot calling the kettle black. But I can say from my own experiences, I've learned that everybody is not your friend. I apologize that Alexis actually had to go through this and finding out that this young lady wasn't her friend the way she did. And I'm sure if they were close friends and this was somebody she felt comfortable enough to live with, your family know this person. Which made me think of another thing. Any females or males, you have friends when you were younger, and your mom or grandma, auntie, whoever. I don't trust that person. It's something about them. I don't like. And 99.9% of the time, they are right. And we just don't listen. We just, nah, that's my friend. You don't know them. You know, we don't listen. And I feel like we should, because they know something we don't know. When they say that ain't your friend, please listen to them. they ain't your friend. But sometimes, honestly, if you in a situation like with some of my friends or some of my best friends and their men in their life, they're, you know, I consider them my brothers. When they said that bitch ain't y'all friend, I really had to take heed to what they were saying. Like, it's something he see that we don't see. You get what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, it's so touchy because you want to have somebody you can confide in outside your family. And you have them people you grew up with who you love and you feel like, no, this person will never do that to me or they'll never be that way towards me. But take it from me, the person who's actually been through that kind of shit, yes, the fuck they will. They will. They will. Because people could be around you and really just don't fucking like you. They just don't like you. I apologize for all the cussing, but this topic just like, it really grinds my gears because I really consider my friends to be family. So I can only imagine that this young lady felt so close to this other young lady, you know, that she confided in her. She told her this is what happened. And she felt like comfortable enough to, okay, I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to the police station. You going with me? Cool. Like, we in this together. And then to find out that we not, like, I would hunt a bitch for the rest of my fucking life. No. That's weird. It's weird and it's sick. If you really don't love a person, if you really don't appreciate the kind of person they are to you, if you actually use a person for opportunity and not just love them for who they are instead of what they bring to the table as a friend, leave them the fuck alone because you really don't like them. You really don't want them around. And what does that say about you as a person if you gonna honestly have a person around that you don't really fucking like? Like, I really don't like you, but I'm going to keep you around anyway. What the fuck am I doing that for? I don't fucking like you. Everything you do going to piss me off. Everything you say going to piss me off. You're going to always look stupid to me. So why the fuck should I have you around me? I'm not going to have a person around me I don't like. That shit is weird. Now, don't get me wrong. I am, like I say, I've learned that the hard way. I am a very sweet person. I have a very forgiving heart. But because I've learned it the hard way and because I've had these different experiences, now when it comes to certain shit and certain people, I just be like, girl, fuck you. Like, I don't really care much about losing friendships that don't add no value to my life. The people that are in my life right now, the females that y'all are hearing this podcast, are some of the people who I feel like shaped me into the woman I am outside of myself and my own experiences, whether it was pushing me to be a better person. You know, sometimes you get in your feelings, you get in your head and you forget who you is. They remind you who you are. Or sometimes, like me having a big heart, I get cussed out about it a lot. Like, no, bitch, you need to not be so kind to this person, or not be so kind to these people, or et cetera, et cetera. Or you're not reaching high enough. I know, like, for me and my friends, I'll be the one quickest to tell them, like, no, you lowballing yourself. You're not reaching high enough. Reach higher. You can do better. Then you know you can do better. You're just not pushing yourself. Or, you know, like, it's just, like, all my friends are moms. I'm not a mother. So a lot of things I can't relate to. A lot of things I can't speak to. But I can be supportive of. And I'm always supportive of those things. And I feel like a lot of people, when they don't really like you, they'll just be like, they won't say shit or they won't try to, you know, if you confided in them, if you need a shoulder, you need them to listen, they act like they don't know how because they don't really like you.